breathe into me. Lord, breathe into me. Once again, oh, and again, and again, oh, once again, and again, and again, only you take my breath away, only you take my breath. Nobody else but you take my breath away, and you breathe new life into me. So breathe into me, Lord, breathe into me. So breathe into me. Once again, oh, and again, and again, oh, once again, and again, again. So breathe into me. Lord, breathe into me. So breathe into me. Oh, one again, oh, and again, and again, oh, once again, oh, and again, and again, once again. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Turn to the scriptures, Psalms 105, please. We'll go to verse 15, 1 to 15. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous work that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen, he is the Lord our God, his judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, unto Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when there were but a few men in number, yea, very few, and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people. He suffered no man to do them wrong, yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm." Thank you, Jesus. Have a prayer. We just thank the Lord that he's the one who covers us and watches over us. thank you, Jesus, for this time that we can just gather here. Pray again that you'll bless our brother as he brings a message. Be with those who are still on the way there, Lord, that they'll get here safely. We thank you for another day where we can just worship you among the rest of us, dear Lord God. Instead of individually, we are here together now just to worship you and thanking you for another time that you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen. My soul, O bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. O fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Oh, come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Oh, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup. Fill it up and make me whole. Oh, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Oh, come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Oh, bread of heaven. I want no more. Fill my cup, oh, fill it up and make me whole. Once more, oh, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Oh, bread of heaven, oh, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, oh, fill it up and make me whole. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Years I spent in vanity and pride. Caring not, my Lord was crucified. For me, he died at Calvary. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty. At Calvary,
harden there was multiplied to me. Oh, there my burden, so bound liberty, was at Calvary. It was at Calvary. My Jesus. Woo, mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. See, there was grace, and grace was free. Pardon, there was multiplied to me. Oh, there.
Right. To you, the Holy Ghost, Lord, yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, you are a provider, Lord. And we thank you one more time, Lord. We honor you. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, amen.
I see, for it was that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I cherish that old rugged cross till my trophy at last I lay down, and I will glimpse to the old rugged cross and a change some. For a crown into that old rugged cross, I will ever be true. In shame and reproach, gladly I bear. Then he called me someday to my home. Far away, where his glory forever I share. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my trophy at last I lay down, and I will cling to the old rugged cross, and a change someday for a crown.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Brother Leroy. The old rugged cross. Blessed be his name.
My heart, I have questioned.
Bless your saints. This song that I would like to do this morning has really been in my heart for quite some time. And it's a song from my youth that my mother used to sing. It's a song I really love to hear her sing it, but yet it had such an arresting effect on me because I didn't have the testimony that she had at the time. I don't have to worry where I spend eternity. She would sing that song around the house, and it would just stir me up, but yet it would shake me up too, because I didn't know. I didn't know. And sometimes I want to say, Mama, please don't sing that song. Please, Mama, that's troubling me. Don't sing it. But I thank God today that I share that testimony. Hallelujah. I don't have to worry. I don't have to worry. Praise the Lord. I'm sure I'm anchored. I'm saved. Hallelujah.
Worry about where I'll spend eternity. Oh Lord, my Jesus, He died. Can't you see? Oh, if I know about He died for me. No, I don't have to worry. Where I'll spend eternity, oh Lord. I want to say that again. I don't have to worry where I'll spend eternity, Lord. Eternity, Lord. Say, I don't have to worry about where I'll spend eternity. Oh Lord, my Jesus, He died. Can't you see? If for no other, He died for me. No, I don't have to worry, Lord, where I'll spend eternity. Oh, Lord, eternity. Oh, I don't have to wonder if my name is written on high. Oh, Lord, on high. Say, I don't have to wonder if my name, oh Lord, is written on high. Oh yeah. God sent His angel. Oh, He called me out. Lord, I'm anchored. I have no doubt. No, I don't have to worry. Oh, if my name is written on high, oh Lord, on high, hey, hey, I don't worry no more, thank you Jesus, hey, I don't have to worry no more, oh yeah, oh I don't have to worry where I spend eternity. Oh Lord, eternity. Oh, I don't have to worry if my Savior come back for me. Come back for me. Oh, I don't have to worry if my Savior come back for me. Oh yeah. He put His mark upon me for the world to see. Glory to God, I'm there eternally. No, I don't have to worry. Hey, if my Savior don't come back for me, oh Lord, for me. Hey, say I don't worry no more. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I just don't worry no more. Hallelujah. No, I don't have to worry, Lord, where I spend eternity. Oh, Lord, eternity. I don't have to worry if I receive my body changed, my body changed. Oh, I don't have to worry if I receive my body changed. Oh, Lord, I'm walking with Jesus in this heavenly realm. Every day I'm changed to the image of Him. No, I don't have to worry no more. Oh, where I spend eternity. Oh, Lord, eternity. Say, I don't have to worry, Lord, where I spend eternity. Eternity. No, I don't have to worry where I spend eternity. Oh Lord, eternity. Jesus, He died. Can't you see? If for no other, the man died for me. And I don't have to worry, Lord, where I spend eternity. Oh Lord, eternity. Say I don't worry no more. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't have to worry no more.
y'all. He turned my life around. He planted my feet on this solid ground. I just don't worry. Hey, hey, hey. I just don't worry no more. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm at peace. I have rest. I have love. Oh, I'm at peace. I'm at rest. I have love. I just don't worry no more. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, I just don't worry no more. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm anchored. I'm anchored. I'm anchored. Hey, I'm saved. I'm filled. I'm sealed. Hallelujah. I don't worry no more. Glory to God, y'all. Hey, I have peace. I have rest. I am blessed. I have peace. I have rest. I am blessed. I don't worry no more. Oh, Lord. Hey, I don't worry no more. Oh, oh, oh. And I don't have to worry. Lord, where I've been. Hallelujah. Where I've been. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Mama, I know about it now. Hallelujah. Mama, I know it's real. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, eternity. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Rain on us. saturate us with your love. Holy Spirit, rain on us.
Saturate us with your love, Holy Spirit, rain on us.
One more time with all your heart.
Holy Spirit, rain on us. Holy Spirit, rain on us. Saturate us with your love, Holy Spirit, rain on us.
Come on, give my hand clap of praise. Saturate us with your love, oh God. Rain on us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We appreciate the presence of the Lord in this place today. We have a prayer request that we want to take just before God's throne. Had a prayer request for Sister Portia. Said, please pray. She's not feeling well this morning, so we want to mention her name in prayer and ask God that he would just touch her body. Amen. While we're praying for her, we'll also remember Mother Tillman, amen, and Sister Carter as well in prayer at this time. Let's just bow our heads. God, we thank you that we serve a living God. God that not only hears but answers and responds to our prayers. Our precious Sister Portia is so faithful working here with us, Lord, in the video and everything like that, the enemy attacking her. And we just come against the hands of the enemy, even right now. And just something about the way he attacks. He's a dirty fighter. He just loves to come and attack. Here the Spirit of the Lord is moving in the church, and to hinder anybody from getting to church, he'll do whatever he can. He's just so dirty in his tactics, but we still come against him. Still come against him in Jesus' name. No matter what we hear, no matter what is said, it's still a lie. And the truth is, Lord, that it's your will for us to be in good health and to prosper, even as our soul prospers. That's the word of God. We're standing on the word. So we send, Father, the word of healing right where she is, even right now. In Jesus' name. Lord, we also pray for Mother Tillman that you continue to strengthen her body, that you would touch her, God, and you would also continue to touch Sister Carter. We just appreciate all that you are doing, and amen, in and on our behalf. You are a good God, a great God, a mighty God. You're our God. Lord, we worship you and praise you this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Just announced to you quickly, we'll have youth service on this Friday night, amen, for the young people, youth service. And also, if you desire, during the week, the church is open for prayer between the hours. I mean, we start 9, 12, and 3, those hours. We try to have the church open. If you desire to come, just make sure you call the school here. The telephone number is outside on the window there. Just call the school, and Sister Erica can make sure that the church is open for you if you want to come and pray. We mentioned on Friday night that y'all be seated just for a little bit. Amen. I won't have you standing for too long. But on Friday night, we mentioned that as we approach Easter, starting on Friday, I think 21 days before Easter, we wanted to just encourage the church just to kind of put a little fasting in with your prayer. And there's many different ways to fast. Some fast all day, some fast until 3 o'clock, some just fast one meal a day, some fast technology, some fast from other things. But we just want to encourage you, amen, to just participate in fasting about 21 days before Easter. I was working for, by working there at the church there, I was listening to them just kind of bring the whole church under this fast. I'm like, man, I know, you know, even though they got great numbers, I know that they don't have the full truth. And yet and still, people with just a little bit of truth would try to do something for the Lord. We're here, we got all this truth, and we don't do nothing. So I said, Lord, you know, I would love for us to be able to kind of get into some of this. And amen, what I'm finding, church, is the simple things that God is looking for out of us. Amen. We've gotten away from a lot of things that we should still be having in the church. And we're just so comfortable because we're in the message. You know, I thank God trying to stir us up a little bit. You know, we if we want to see God, we got to do some things. Amen. And the Bible says some things don't come but by fasting and prayer. Amen. But by fasting and prayer. So we want to just add that to what we're doing. And it's not, you know, what I'm looking for is just sincerity. That's what I'm asking the church. Be sincere as you approach the Lord. You know, God knows all things, and you know, we just want to encourage you to do that. But I feel like if we would just return to some of these simple things, it's unlimited what God will do. Amen. In our midst, we want to see the sick heal. Well, let's do some things to get the sick healed. And as we're preparing for Easter, we know that we have family members that will come to church. I pray that the Holy Ghost would meet our family members here. Amen. You know, we don't want folk to come to church, leave the same way they left. And really, y'all ought to be trying to encourage them. Come on and go to church with me on Easter. That might be the only Sunday y'all can get them here. But encourage them anyway. Come on, go to church with me and have a setup here, an ambush, a Holy Ghost ambush. That's what I'm looking for. Amen. You're going to leave not just being an Easter Sunday Christian. You're going to want to go to church every week. Amen. And that's what we want. So, you know, let's put some prayer and some fasting behind that. And when you're fasting, when you're kind of giving up that meal or whatever it is, don't just give up the meal just to give up the meal. But if you say, I'm going to fast during lunch, well, make sure you take that lunch hour and spend time with the Lord. If it's just reading the Bible, listening to a tape, whatever it is, spend that time with the Lord, and just that's the quality of time that you want to give to God. So, but just don't say I'm fasting, I'm not going to eat, I'm, you know, well, I'll just work through it. No, go and spend time with the Lord. You know, we want to encourage you to do that. If you're fasting dinner, spend that time with the Lord. The time that you would sit down to eat your food, well, take that 15 minutes. You know, whatever it is, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and spend that time with the Lord. So we want to encourage you, amen, to do that. Praise the Lord. Also, how many just enjoyed the video on Friday night? Tearing the roof. We're showing the videos there from Zimbabwe. And again, we haven't been able to show all of them, but maybe over time we will try to get them all out. But those of you that would like to just watch it, we have the whole set that we made and put in the library, so you can rent them from the library. Sister Cobb is over that. Sister Cobb over here, she's over that, so you can just see her and say, Sister Cobb, I'd like to get a DVD. Now you can take it, but you got to bring it back. That's the key. And these DVDs, being that they were made in Africa, they don't necessarily work on the normal DVD players. You usually have to play these inside your computer. If you desire to watch them, you have to play them inside the computer. So just keep that in mind as you would take them. Just if you desire just to take one of the services, go home and watch. And I only just show y'all the message part. I ain't showed y'all the worship. Because each service would probably last us about a good 4 to 5 hours. Amen. Now, people look at that church. 4 hours. They'll go to a football game, a basketball game, and won't even think nothing about it. And be hollering for overtime. 6 hours at the game. Boy, whoo, boy, 6 hours. Yeah, stay right there all night long. But when it comes to the word of God, you know, and the worship, you know, and all of that, I mean, we ought to have the same type of attitude. So we want to encourage you, you know, get that. You know, so you need things that create the right atmospheres in your home. Amen. You sit down and watch movies for 4 hours, 3 hours. Watch the Word of God. And don't be fast forwarding either. You don't fast forward through that movie, do you? Well, you sit there and watch the whole thing. And some of y'all done watched it over and over and over again. You don't fast forward this either. Sit right there. Listen to the announcements. Praise the Lord anyway. Something might be said during the announcements that'll bless you. So, amen. We thank God for it. But yeah, if you desire to just see him, you know, I think it's probably 6 or 7 services, something like that. You can see Sister Cobb and she'll work with you on getting that out to you. Amen. All right. I did want to appreciate the specials this morning. Amen. Thank God. I believe I heard Brother Leroy, I heard Sister Rachel and Sister Burrs. So we thank you all, amen, for those songs this morning. Amen. We were praying for a precious sister there in Maryland. Sister Wisdom asked us to pray for her. She was the one that would open up her home to allow them to have service there, and you know, and that's how they came to the message. They told me this morning that the sister had passed away, but as she passed on, I believe she said, it's beautiful over here. It's beautiful over here. When you hear somebody going like that, you can't be selfish. You just gotta let them go. But she said, it's beautiful over here. Leaving that kind of testimony, we thank God that a soldier has gone home to be with the Lord. Amen. 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 And I was with, yesterday I went and I saw Brother Siggy and his precious wife, Sister Jolene. Sister Jolene's grandmother just passed just recently. I was asking about, you know, how the family was coming along, and she said, you know, I'd given Brother Siggy a prayer cloth. Brother Branham had prayed over, and I gave him a prayer cloth to give to his wife's grandmother, and they put that prayer cloth on her, and, you know, she had developed a staph infection from something that happened, a little surgery she had at the hospital. You got to pray before you go into the hospital. You got to pray. Don't take things for granted, but say this lady was up and walking and doing everything she normally do. Went to the hospital just to have a little procedure done. And from that, was not able to walk again. And she just, you know, began to go downhill, but she wasn't able to eat like she normally would eat. And so he said, they put that prayer cloth on her and she just, you know, just going through in her body. But right before she passed, she said she had a vision. The Lord Jesus came to her and said, you know, I'm going to let you eat. And I'm coming back for you, but not right now. They say, now you've done everything you can for the family. You've done everything you can. Say, now the rest is up to them. Say, but I'm going to touch you so you can eat. And say, that lady went and fried some potatoes and all kind of stuff and tore the place down eating, you know. And she ate for a couple of days, and they were just so excited about her eating and not being able to eat. Say, God touched her, and say they. But within a few days, you know, he took her on, you know, and they say that so many people come out to her service, you know, just for her home going, and the family was just blessed by how many lives that lady had touched. And, you know, and all she left parting words with her children. Say, he told me he's going to come. It's not now. But when he do come, he told me that I've done everything I can. Now the rest is up to y'all. So what words to leave for your family? I just met Jesus, and he told me I done did everything I need to do. Well, I tell you, that's the type of testimony that I want when I have to walk away. I've done everything I was supposed to do. Now the rest is up to you. Praise God. Praise God. When God does things like that, it just encourages your heart. Amen. Even in a time of loss, your heart is strengthened and encouraged. Amen. Because you go with so much grace. Amen. So just keep Sister Jolene and her family in prayer, that God would just continue to undergird them and help them to do the things they need to do in order to see their loved one again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, we will prepare our hearts to go into the Word. We thank God for all things that are happening here in this place. This is beautiful, beautiful atmosphere. God bless you, musicians. Thank you so much for your service on today. Thank you, Lord. Amen. If you would just join me, we'll read a scripture here. We'll go back to Luke chapter 4. Amen. Amen. Luke chapter 4, and I'll start reading at verse 16. We've just been using this, and everyone standing that can stand for me as we read God's holy word. Verse 16 says, they came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. The Lord had a blessing to the reading of his word. Let's just bow in a quick word of prayer. Father, we thank you that we have the opportunity to read the word. But we trust now that the Holy Spirit will come, amen, and bring clarity to what it is that we've read. Help us, God, to go forward in this thought. We appreciate what you have been doing the past few weeks here, Lord, and just pray that you go, just hide us all behind the cross, that you might be glorified even a little bit more today. And help us to relax ourselves, that you might speak. There's people here that have need. You know all about it. Just trust that you minister to every heart and to every need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Praise the Lord. Last week I did not get a chance to read just a couple things that I'd like to read. Our thought this morning is going to be recovering of sight to the blind. Recovering of sight to the blind. But I don't know if you all still have my notes from last week. But I want to go to a quote, thou knowest all things. Amen. Thou knowest all things. And let's just get that and pick that up. We were just preaching on Preach Deliverance to the Captives on last week. And certainly the Lord visited us here. And I'm just blessed by this little series that God has given us. And I'm believing folk going to be delivered. Amen. I don't believe we just up here preaching just to be preaching, just to be saying things. I believe God is going to do something, and he's already started. That's really what I believe. Amen. So, you know, this morning, we just want to kind of keep going with this, but I wanted to just maybe hit this, thou knowest all things. Brother Branham made this comment. I'm just read this, and then we're going to go forward into our thought for the day. It says, there's a bad spirit moving somewhere there. It says, I can't tell where it's, how do you do? You believe me? You're nervous, aren't you, lady? Yes, ma'am. God be merciful to you, lady. Quickly it breaks to you. You're not a Christian. No, and you're more than that, shall I say it? You're an alcoholic, drinking. Aren't you ashamed of yourself to treat Jesus like that? Are you ready to believe now? Here and a few nights ago in a stew, you thought of these things, didn't you? You heard about the meeting, someone told you, and then you thought if you could come, you'd be delivered. Amen. If you could come, you'd be delivered. I'm not reading your mind, but I'm telling you the truth. Is that right? And you're trying to get rid of it. Satan, come out of that. Come out of the woman. I adjure thee by Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to lead this poor mortal soul here. O thou demon of drinking, leave her. Deliver her just now through Jesus Christ's name. It says, do you accept him as your savior? It's over, lady. You was dead, but now you're alive. Whiskey has left you. The devil has gone from you. Go home and rejoice and join yourself with the church of the living God. Hallelujah. Just a minute. Ministers of the gospel, you get with that woman. So Brother Branham is casting the spirit out. And I was talking about last week how sometimes the spirits come upon us and they go out into dry places. And when they leave and go out into dry places, amen, we don't know when we're free from it or not free from it. See, we don't know. Sometimes that devil is sitting here trying to get strength from somebody, from another devil. All right. But sometimes you got to recognize when that devil has already left you or has been cast out, and you don't have to leave with that same devil that you brought to church. Amen. 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 Let him go back to the pits of hell from whence he came. Don't let him have your body to dwell in. Amen. So here, Brother Branham just adjuring that devil and casting that devil off of that lady. And I like that. And I want this other one, accepting God's provided way at the end time. You know, because this is what we're looking for. People come to church. Amen. Cast the devil out. Amen. No matter what the spirit is, we want to cast the devil out. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about having a temporary residence. I'm talking about out. Leave. And when you leave, don't come back. Amen. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, amen. Amen. Churches, I mean, I don't know about you, but I get tired of seeing people struggle. Up and down, in and out. I mean, cast the devil out. Leave. Leave my brother alone. Leave my sister alone. In the name of Jesus, leave them alone. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's not just you, but you got to pray for somebody else. Listen, he says this in accepting God's provided way at the end time. Let the devil that's had these people bound turn them loose. Amen. Upon the promise of God that I believe in, upon the Bible that I teach, upon the God who proves that it is the Bible, that proves that he is the God of the Bible. After 2,000 years, he still lives among us tonight, resurrected from the dead, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Upon the basis of his shed blood and his living being presence after 2,000 years, I challenge the devil with all of his impotent spirit of sickness and diseases, turn these people loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Come out of them that they might go free. Turn loose that sinner. Mm-hmm. Turn loose that backslider. Yes. Turn loose of that sick man or woman. Yes. Look at what he said. I claim their healing. Yes. Even if they not claiming it, I claim their healing. Yes. Turn loose my son. Turn loose my daughter, even if they don't want to be free. Turn loose. Turn loose, praise God. Amen. Preach deliverance to the captives. Somebody's got to be willing to go to battle this morning. Turn loose, praise God. Amen. I'm tired of coming to church and not seeing my family sitting next to me. I did not bring these kids into the world to serve the devil. Turn loose my son. Turn loose my daughter. Turn loose my grandchildren. Praise God. Come on, you got to say it out your own mouth. Turn loose my mama. Turn loose my daddy. Turn loose my uncle. Turn loose my auntie. Turn loose my cousin. Satan, let him go. House of hell, give way in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. It's got to be this way. I'm not going to be satisfied seeing them bound. Turn them loose, praise God. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Amen. Amen. My God, my God, my God, my God. Amen. Like we found out on Friday night, Jesus is in the house. Amen. And when Jesus is in the house, things change. The situation changes when Jesus comes into the house. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. He's still here this morning. Amen. Leave it up there for me. I want to make sure you got this in your spirit. Amen. When we talk about preaching deliverance to the captives, we want to see people set free. Hallelujah. Turn loose that backslider. Turn loose that sinner. Turn loose that backslider. Turn loose of that sick man or woman. I claim their healing, their salvation in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Leave them, thou foul, evil, unclean spirit of unbelief and doubt. You can leave it right there. Depart from this church, from this bunch of people in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That is what we're standing on. And I am under expectation for these words to be fulfilled. Oh, yes. I might as well prophesy before it even happened. I'm looking for your family to come through the door at any minute. Amen. Because we just spoke the word over them. Satan, turn them loose. They're struggling right now trying to get free from something. Amen. Struggling right now trying to get free. Amen. They're going to break free. They're going to run right back to the house of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. Amen. 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 I tell you what, I'm under expectation, church. I'm under tremendous expectation. Amen, amen. God is moving. God is moving. You know. And let me just try to break in and tell you, when you hear of different trials and troubles and struggles and tribulations and distresses, that's God moving. God is creating some things in people's lives to get their attention. The only thing they can do is turn to God. They can't turn to nobody else. Amen. And you want God. You've been praying and asking God for this. Now he's doing these things. Amen. Let God go to work. Let God go to work. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my, 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 my. All right, all right. Let me try to go forward here. Why are the people so tossed about? Amen. Look at what Brother Branham says here in this message. Some people gets the wrong impression of what the anointing is. Amen. Did you ever think of that? When was the greatest anointing ever given to anyone? And what did they do when they had the anointing? See, when was the greatest anointing given to anyone? And then what did they do when they had the anointing? The greatest anointing that was ever given to anyone was Jesus Christ. We have the Spirit by measure. He had it without measure. And one day he entered into the temple. This is St. Luke 4. what we just read. One day he entered into the temple and picked up the scroll and read and said, "The Spirit of God is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the acceptable year, to bind up the broken hearts, to heal the sick, to give sight to the blind." And now we would think, if such an anointing was on him, that he'd been prophesied 800 years before that it would come. And here he was with that type of anointing, the full blessing and anointing of the Lord upon him. He would want to run all over the building, scream and holler. See, with this full anointing, you would think, we would think, that he'd want to run all over the building, scream and holler. But the Bible said he laid down the scroll and sat down, and precious words proceeded from his mouth. That's what he'd done under the anointing. So what is the anointing? The anointing is not emotions. The anointing is supreme power in control. Like knowing exactly what and how, and that's what's here. I like that. The anointing is not emotions. Amen. The anointing is supreme power and control. Now, not that it might not bring emotions. Amen. Because, you know, I tell you, I'm listening to Friday night and my, we entered in. We entered in and Brother Babes was preaching. I couldn't help but get up out my seat and praise God. Amen. Telling the man on the screen to preach, you know, because it's just that powerful. You know, the anointing will bring some emotion into your life, but that's not what it's all about. So that's not where we're stopping at. Amen. We want to see people that understand who they are in Christ. Amen. The anointing is not emotions. The anointing is supreme power in control. Now, let's go on. I got a little bit more here. It is I. Be not afraid. Brother Branham says this in this message. And as we just kind of pick up our thought here, amen, out of Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. And we're picking up this recovering of sight to the blind. Now, on Friday night, y'all saw Brother Babes and how he just, I wish I could demonstrate the way he did. But his closing thought was talking about that woman, amen, in Mexico. And he had the little blanket, because Brother Branham said she had a little blue blanket that the baby was wrapped in. Now, the reason that lady even got there to the prayer line like that is because there was a man in her city, amen, that had been healed of blindness. That man was blind for about 10 years, all right? And he went to the meeting that night, and I think it was cataracts, I'm not sure, but he went blind from this, and he went to the meeting that night, and God healed that man of his blindness, and he left the platform seeing, and he went back, and I think he was neighbors with this lady somehow. And the lady heard about, you know, that man got healed, and she was a Catholic. She says, even though, now he got healed, and the doctor told her 9 o'clock that morning, your baby's gone. And before releasing the baby to the coroners, you know, she said, no, I'm taking my baby, wrap the baby up in a blanket. So I'm taking my blanket. If God can heal this man, and he didn't, I know God, she said, I know the man that prayed for him did not heal him. It takes God to heal blindness. Saying if God can heal this man of his blindness, then that same God, if I can just get my baby into that presence, I know something gonna happen. See, I tell you, sometimes you got to bring somebody else into the presence of God. You might be okay, but other people sick around you. Bring them into the presence of God. See, and that lady brought her baby, and she stood there. They say she stood in the rain all day long for about 12 hours waiting for Brother Branham to come. And when he finally got to the platform, say she was just running through, about 300 ushers could not stop that lady from getting up there. Amen. We got to be persistent. We got to be persevering. We got to be determined. Amen. Not to let anything go. I mean, if this is a promise that God gave me, I'm going to wait till that promise is fulfilled in my life. So that lady kept pressing, and, you know, and finally she coming up to the Brother Branham, sent a brother out there and say, why don't you go pray for her, because she don't know me from you. She don't know either one of us. Just go pray. But the vision popped. And when the vision popped, brother stopped. Bring the baby forward. Let me pray for the baby. And God restored that baby life, being dead for about 12 hours. Amen. God restored that baby life right there on the platform in Mexico. I'm talking about some 50, 60 years ago. But it all happened because this lady saw somebody recover from blindness.
Yes.
Amen. Now, I want to use that word there, recover from. As we just get ready to get that quote, it is I, be not afraid. I want you to understand something about recover. It means to gain what was lost. And as I was thinking about this, you know, I could talk about different people in the scripture, amen, that were blind. Give me a second. I can talk to you about different people that Jesus prayed for that was blind. One was blind Bartimaeus. Everybody knows his story. And if you don't know, let me just kind of share a little bit with you there. Blind Bartimaeus was sitting there at the gate that day. And, you know, and it, this was his normal thing that he does, that he sits here at the gate and just kind of begs. And, you know, there was a story written about blind Bartimaeus where it said that one day because his daughter got sick, blind Bartimaeus had a lamb that he gave up. And it says, you know, back then they had, we have seeing eye dogs today that help us and guide us around. You know, if we can't see, the dog will kind of tell us where danger is. And that dog would kind of help us and help us get from point A to point B. But back then they used a lamb. And they had the seeing eye lamb. So, you know, the lamb was blind Bartimaeus' eyes to kind of help him do whatever he needed to do. But one day his daughter got sick and he said, Lord, you know what I'm going to do? If you would heal my daughter, I would give you my lamb. So blind Bartimaeus went to the temple that day to give his lamb. And the priest said, no, don't give that lamb, blind Bartimaeus. Let me sell you a lamb, amen, that you can give. But don't give that lamb because that's your seeing eye lamb. He said, I didn't promise God another lamb. I promised God this lamb. I said, if he healed my daughter, I'm going to give him this lamb. And so blind Bartimaeus gave his lamb up. And then, you know, there was a blind Bartimaeus had a little thing. I think he had some birds or something like that that would do tricks. And as they would do tricks, that was his way to kind of get money. And, you know, while he's sitting there waiting at the gate, he just get money from people, from the little animal that does tricks. But I think his wife took sick. And his wife took sick. He said, Lord, if you heal my wife, then I'll give you my birds. Now, this is his way to make a living. All right. So God touched his wife. He went and sacrificed his birds. And here blind Bartimaeus was without his lamb, without his birds. And now he's just sitting there with nothing. And he just began to think in his mind. He just began to meditate about the word of God and how his mama shared with him all the great miracles that took place in days gone by. Amen. And when I'm sharing quotes with you, I'm sharing with you all the miracles and all the things that have taken place in days gone by. But if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, I pray that your faith might get anointed. Oh, you're going to need to know this because, amen, I don't know who might suffer with blindness someday here. So I'm preaching this because the Bible says recovering of sight to the blind. That means they used to be able to see. See, in order for something to recover, that means you used to be able to do that, but now the devil has taken your sight. Oh, help us here, Lord, today. And there's many people like that. The devil's taking their sight, but now he wants to preach recovering of sight. So, you know, blind Bartimaeus, he sits there and he's just sitting there and he's thinking about all his stories that his mama told him about people being healed and people being delivered in the days of Elijah. You know, all the great things that happened back then. He's like, man, I wish I would have been living back there in that time. I would have had that prophet pray for me. Say, man, if I would have been living, I would have did this, I would have did that. But here he's sitting there at the gate and Jesus, this is the last time Jesus is going to pass this way. This is the last opportunity this man's going to have. And as Jesus is passing, he can hear the crowd just screaming and yelling and saying all kind of things. And blind Bartimaeus begin to ask, well, who is this that's passing by? What is going on? And somebody stopped and just began to share with blind Bartimaeus what was happening. After blind Bartimaeus got the information that he needed, he said, oh, that's Jesus. That's the one that they talked about, the Messiah. I believe him to be the Messiah. He just began to scream out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to try to go somewhere today if I can. But, you know, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He just, and blind by the man just stopped talking. And Brother Branham said, with 5,000 or 6,000 people crowded around Jesus, it's no way he would have heard the voice of blind Bartimaeus. Amen. So he must not have been just crying out with just this mouth. But it had to be something on the inside that was crying out. And that's what I got this morning. Something on the inside. I might not be able to express it all on the outside, but there's something on the inside of me crying out for more of God. I got to have more of God. I got to see more of God. Amen. I got to see him deliver somebody. I just can't hear about other people's testimony. What about right here and right now? There's some situations here that need to be dealt with. Amen. So he began to, and see, I mean, he, blind Bartimaeus, didn't know that this was Jesus' last time passing by. How do we know? This might be the last great move of the Spirit. Amen. We can't sit and take it for granted that, oh, it'll come back again. You don't know. It might be the last great wave of the Holy Ghost. That's why you make sure you get everything you can right now. Amen. Blind Bartimaeus, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. And Jesus just stopped and said, what do you want? He said, go get him. Tell him to come here. Everybody tell him, just blind by the man, just stop. He can't hear you. But when they come running up to him, say, he calling for you, blind by the man. Blind by the man got up and threw his garment down and took off running towards Jesus. And as he's like, what do you want? What are you looking for? So I just want to receive my sight. Well, the same thing happened in Brother Branham's day. It was a man that was there in Arkansas. He was just screaming, have mercy, 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 mercy. And back then they had these laws, you know, where the segregation and everything. And so Brother Branham say, I just keep hearing that mercy. And I know I'm supposed to be going to the car, you know. And they say, Brother Branham, don't you go over there. You know what the laws are, the Jim Crow laws. You can't go over there. Say, I know what the law's saying, but I just feel a pull to go over here where this man is saying mercy. Mercy, mercy, and yes, why is he saying mercy? What is going on with this man? What does he need? See, it wasn't because he was just saying it out of his mouth, but it's a certain way that he was crying, mercy, 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 mercy. And as he's crying, it's just pulling the prophet right towards him. Oh my, you can pull God right to where you are. Mercy, mercy, Lord, have mercy on me, God, have mercy. And he gets up there to the man and he says, sir, what is the problem? Why are you calling for mercy? Sir, my mama died so many years ago, but last night I had a dream and mama came to me in the dream and mama told me to come down here to this meeting and say that this blindness that I had, I would be able to recover from it. If I just got here to the meeting tonight where you were, mama told me to come down here where William Branham was and have him pray. And, sir, that's why I'm here. The meeting was just about over. Brother Branham was on his way to the car to leave. See, just like Jesus, this is the last time he's passing by, but he's crying mercy. Come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I mean, we got to get under the same type of atmosphere. Lord, mercy, mercy. Are we tired of seeing Satan just trap our young people? Yeah. Amen. Amen. Trap our loved ones. Are we tired of it? Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Lord, have mercy on them. See? Mercy, mercy, mercy. Sometimes it's not about you, but cry out for somebody else. Mercy, 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 Lord. That's what Job was doing. He was crying out for his own children. God, peradventure, they ever get out of your will, Lord, have mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy. He's crying out. And as he's crying out, Brother Branham began to pray for that man. And right there on the spot, that man received his sight. And it's easy for us. Easy for us to look at the scripture and look at different testimonies and see the recovering of sight to the blind. Amen. We see that it's written all in scripture. It's written all. I mean, many, many blind people. I told y'all the testimony of the young lady did not have no eyes. Brother Branham, no eyes at all, just empty sockets. Brother Branham walks up to her and prays for her, and he has her head there. And as he's praying for her, oh, my God,
He's praying and has a head up to him, and he just stops in the middle of his prayer and says, I'm sorry. I forgot to ask you what color eyes you wanted. She told the color eyes, and God restored her sight right there on the spot. See, well, I mean, we see this naturally, the recovering of sight to the blind. We got many testimonies on that. But I think God is trying to say something else in this scripture. Let's pick up this quote. It is I, be not afraid. Brother Branham says, last night, in bringing the sight to the blind man, usually I'd have prayed for him, but I felt that it would catch the audience. And I asked God to do it, and he did it. And I have never seen a person pass yet or of any time in the ministry, or I don't believe my brother has ever seen any person but what was helped right here at the platform when they passed by. Every time of the thousands that pass, I see it happen. I've seen blind standing on the platform, not on this platform, and could read the Bible. I've seen the blind stand on the platform, amen, and could read the Bible, come back 2 days later and couldn't see their hands before them. Now, I want you to stay with me on this. I've seen the blind stand on the platform, not on this platform, and could read that Bible, come back 2 days later and couldn't see their hand before them. Now, what happened? They got among unbelievers. When the unclean spirit gone out of a man, he walks in dry places, returns back with 7 other devils worse than he was. If the good man of the house isn't standing there to protect that man, then he will come in and by power overcome him. But the good man of your house is faith to say God has said so. I want you to stay with me on that. Brother Branham could see people. You can take that down. See people come across the platform, take the Bible, haven't read in years, but God has restored their sight, recovered their sight, and here they are standing on the platform reading the scripture. 2 days later, these same people come back, and now they're just as blind as they ever been before. Now, the question is, what happened? Now, and this is what this, I'm bringing it from a different angle, and I hope that you'll catch it this morning with me. The scripture said, amen, that Jesus came to bring recovering of sight to the blind. Not just sight to the blind, but recovering of sight to the blind. Now, what it is to recover, amen, again, the word recover means, amen, to gain something that was lost. That means I used to be able to see this. Now I can't see it anymore. Now, what we got here is not just I'm gonna set you up real good. I'm gonna set you up real good. Amen. Let me see here. I think if I don't have it, yes, I do have it right here. Give me this quote, door to the heart. I'm just setting you up. I'm setting you up. The scripture is recovering of sight to the blind. Give me door to the heart. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I could just preach it, but I feel led just to kind of slow it down just a little bit and keep talking like this. So this just really sank. Hallelujah. Listen to what Brother Branham said here in Door to the Heart. It says, a certain minister said to me, now, again, I'm preaching recovering of sight to the blind. Recovering of sight to the blind. A certain minister said to me some time ago, says, if you be a servant of Christ, you have the Holy Ghost, strike me blind. Strike me blind. And look at what the man begins to use. The scripture said, Paul struck a man blind, you strike me blind. And Paul did strike a man blind. Because he had an evil spirit. He says, I said, brother, I can't do what the devil has already done. You're blind now and don't know it. Oh, he said, when the Bible speaks blind, it means physical blind. I need this. Okay, I'm sorry. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. I'll just go with this one. Thank you. He says, when you're blind now, you don't know it. He said, when the Bible speaks blind, it means
physical blind. I said Elisha struck the whole Syrian army blind and said, are you looking for Elisha? Now, I need you to catch that. I almost ran right over top of that. When we're talking about recovering of sight to the blind, it's not always a physical blindness. Oh, hallelujah. Everybody get excited about blind Bartimaeus. Everybody get excited about these testimonies I just told you about what happened in Arkansas. Amen. The man crying, mercy, mercy, mercy. Everybody get excited about that. But sometimes when you're looking at blindness, it's not always a physical blindness. Oh, you got to catch that this morning. He says, when the Bible speaks blind, it means physical blind. I said, Elisha struck the whole Syrian army blind and said, are you looking for Elisha? Listen, they said, yes. And this is when they come looking for, say, you know, hey, we got to find this man that's telling all the secrets of the king in the bedchamber. How come they keep dodging us and we can't get them Israelites? This man keep telling the secrets. He said, do I got a spy amongst us? Somebody that's not for me? Somebody that's going down there telling this king? Say, no, you ain't got no spy. They just got a prophet in the land, and that prophet is revealing all the secrets. He said, well, I got to go find that prophet. And here they come. Oh, my. Here they come up, and they found where the prophet was. And, oh, they just surrounded the mountain. And, oh, my, so now, it's what you looking at? When you see all the devils surrounding you, what you looking at? Because you might see a bunch of devils, but you also got to see angels. You got to be able to see the angels that are there, too. And here, there's all the whole army just surround him. And Gehazi run up, and he say, oh, my, we in trouble this morning. Say, we in trouble. Elijah, all of them out there. And Elijah's still drinking his coffee, eating a donut. You know, I mean, he probably sending Gehazi on the run. Go to D&D, Dunkin' Donuts, and grab me something. So, I mean, just get me something, man. Just relax a little bit, you know. And he just, how can you act like that at a time like this? Do you see this great army out here? Oh, Elijah prayed a prayer. Amen. Said, Lord, open the young man's eyes. He was already seeing out of his eyes. What was he not seeing with these eyes? See, it was a different type of blindness. Not physical, it was spiritual. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm praying this morning. See, we talk about recovering a sight to the blind. Woo, Jesus. Some people, because they've been hearing the truth for so many years, they know what's right, but they refuse to do it. Yeah. You know them short skirts was wrong. You knew the fingernail polish and all that was wrong. You knew about the makeup. You knew that was wrong. The sisters knew they weren't supposed to cut their hair. Come on, the Bible say these things. We knew not to dress. Amen. Women weren't supposed to put on clothes that pertain to a man, and man was supposed to put on clothes that pertain to a woman. We knew these things. But what happened in the church is that we've gone through a period of spiritual blindness. So the Holy Ghost is here to restore or recover the blindness. It's something that they used to walk in, but now they don't walk in it no more. He's sent to recover the sight of the blind. Oh, Jesus. Come on, give me that. I got some blind people walking right here. My loved ones walking blind. I know this. They know the word of God. They know how they're supposed to conduct themselves. But yet and still they're walking in blindness. And all I can do is pray, Lord, open the young man's eyes. Open the young lady's eyes. Recover the sight to the blind. Come on, give me this. Oh, my. Elisha struck the whole Syrian army blind and said, are you looking for Elisha? They said, yes. Said, we'll follow me. I'll show you where he's at. Here they're talking to Elisha and not even realize they're talking to him. They're blind, spiritually blind from being able to see Elijah. God. Gehazi was blind, standing there and couldn't see the angels. Now, here we got the enemy right? The Syrian army is the enemy. They're blind. But here we got somebody, supposedly a believer, with the prophet, and he's blind. There are still some Gehazis in the church today. They come to church. They listen to the prophet. Amen. They sit at the feet of the prophet, but yet they're still blind. Gehazi was blind, standing there, and couldn't see the angels of fire and the mountains on fire around that prophet until God opened his eyes. Look at what he says. Spiritual blindness is 10 million times worse than physical blindness. Spiritual blindness is 10 million times worse than physical blindness. If I had to go blind in my eyes or go blind in my spirit, God take my eyes before my spirit. Let my eyes be open to see his glory. Even Anna was blind, but Anna could recognize that Christ was on the scene. The Spirit of God made her get up that morning and say, go to church. Because the Lord Christ will be there at the church this day. A blind woman could identify Christ. Just leave it there for me. Just a second. I'm sorry. Take it down just for a second. Fanny Crosby, y'all know the story of her. She's a blind songwriter. Wrote so many hymns. Good, you know, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. You know, all these great hymns that she wrote. And, you know, one time she met a man, and she was just blind as blind can be. And she met a man and said, how do you know Jesus is real? You know, well, you know, I just believe in my heart that he is. And, you know, and well, you can't see him. How do you know he's real? Well, I believe that he is. Say, well, what if he ain't real? And you get, you know, when you die and all that and he ain't real. Say, well, I'll tell you what. When I get to heaven, amen, I'm sure I'll see and know that he's real. Well, what if he ain't there? Well, when you get to where you're going, you'll know. You'll know, too. If you keep living like that, you'll know whether he was real or not. But no matter how much she could not see with these eyes, she had something on the inside that allowed her to be able to see. Oh, God, we want to deal with the something on the inside. I'm not talking about these eyes. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm just talking. If we go back 40 years ago, 30 years ago, can I go back to when I was just a young man? I know when I was a young man. Yeah, you know, sisters, I mean, I'm talking about when I was a young man. Sisters, they were just really getting into this pants thing. And they were so respectful that they would never come to church with pants on. Never. But if it was choir rehearsal, it wasn't even church, just choir rehearsal. Before they leave the mall, they'll be late to choir rehearsal because, no, I got to go home and change my clothes. That's what they would do. I got to go home and change my clothes. I can't go to the house of God like that. Now today, everybody come up in the house of God like that. What happened? We've gone blind. It's the truth anyhow. The church is blind. Even though we got a whole bunch of members, they still blind. Can I just be real with you? When you're sitting in a church like that where they are blind, the blind lead the blind, they all fall in the ditch. That's why he's sent here to recover the sight to the blind. People that used to be able to see these things, they can't see them no more. But he's here to recover sight to the blind. Wondering what's going on, your sight is being restored. You understand what happens when you go into recovery? Any of y'all ever had surgery before? After surgery, they put you in recovery. And in recovery, you're still not feeling as good as you want to feel. You can't get up and move the way that you thought you used to be able to move, right? I mean, maybe you've been cut and you just can't do that. You pull them stitches the wrong way. You do something internally if you just don't wait for the recovery. Oh, my God. Recovery is a process. But they leave you there because they got faith to know that you are going to get better. Oh, y'all ain't with me today. Y'all ain't with me today. They know they put you in this room because they know you're not under surgery anymore. You are in recovery. Let me just see if I can just find a scripture for you to help you. Let me just find a scripture for you. Give me Mark 16. Let me just help you. Let me just help you if I can. God, help me to help you. Amen. Hallelujah. Give me Mark 16, and let's go to verse 15. I'm coming back to that quote, so just leave it there for me. Oh, my, I'm talking about recovering of sight to the blind. Amen. Amen. My God. Look at what Mark 16:15 says. It says, and he said to them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Amen. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So on Wednesday night, we laid hands on the sick. Amen. All by inspiration. God told us just pray for the sick. We lay hands on the sick. Now, it's just like the doctor for you all that are sick. I'm speaking it by faith. Amen. For you all that came through this line that were sick, it's just like the doctor. The doctor will take you through surgery. The surgery was when we lay hands on you. Right? And when we lay hands on you, you went into recovery. That's where you're standing at right now. You are in recovery. I don't care how bad you feel. I don't care what it seems like. Don't you look at any of those symptoms. You are in recovery. And the Bible says you shall recover. Recovery is a process. Amen. In surgery, recovery is a process. They just want you to be patient and wait for that process to finish. Recovery is a process. You're in recovery. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. They shall recover. Church, you got to be able to see. He said recovering of sight to the blind. Amen. It's something that you had before, but now you want it back. Recovery is a restoration. This is where I used to be. I plan to get back to where I used to be. In your prayer life, I want to get back to where I used. You in recovery in your prayer life. In your fasting, you are in recovery. And if I'm in the hospital, I'd rather be in recovery than in surgery. Put me in recovery. That lets me know things are getting better. That means surgery went okay. Because when I was on the knife, I could have died. But I'm still here. Amen. So I'm in recovery. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Amen. I used to be in this position, but now I'm in recovery. You understand that, church? It's the recovering of sight to the blind. Some people out there that you know in your life. I mean, you sit and you talk to people like, man. How you get that far away from God that you can say things like that out of your mouth? I mean, you know the truth. You know. How you get this far away? But that's what Satan does when he blinds us. Man, we'll say all kind of stuff. And not even nowhere near the word of God. So far off the word of God, it's a shame. All you got to do is sit and talk to people sometimes, especially ones that used to walk in the truth. The devil liked them. Them right there are big-time targets to the devil, especially when they had a revelation of this word. Now you sit down and try to talk to them about the word, they about ready to curse you out. That's the truth. They about ready to curse you out when you start talking about the word. But that just shows there's something in them. that's fighting against the truth. And if you just wait your turn, you'll get a chance to sow a seed. And you'll be bringing, you'll bring recovering of sight to the blind.
Amen. That's it.
Good. Hallelujah. I'm good. This is all right. This is all right to me. I tell you, I thank God for this. Recovering of sight to the blind. Let's finish that quote there. Oh, my God, my God. So this, you know, again, he says his spiritual blindness is 10 million times worse than physical blindness. If I have to go blind in my eyes or go blind in my spirit, God, take my eyes before my spirit. Let my eyes be open to see his glory. Anoint my eyes, O Lord, with thy eye salve. Don't let cold come in and set up an infection. And coldness, indifference, denominations, creeds, doctrines, and so forth, that's give you the pneumonia, and your eyes have been all mattered and swelled up until now. God can show his glory. You can hear somebody enjoying it. So-and-so got healed. Why can't I? Just open your eyes to see his glory. He's here. Christ still lives. Let me see what the rest of that say, because I didn't pull that part. Look at what he said. A prophet said this? Prophet said that? We are so stupid. In our ways, all of us, we don't realize the good things that God does for us. You let take place in Africa, India, Europe, Asia, anywhere. The things that's happened on this platform this week, God will have over 100,000 souls in his kingdom without one-third the effort. Now, just leave it there. I'm done with that. But you and what he just said ain't nothing but the truth. I could almost probably preach the same message in Africa, and everybody be all over the churches. Praise God! Oh my! Hallelujah! In Africa, I could go to Africa, and that's exactly the response that I get. But not in America. In America, you get. You know what's going to happen? Soon y'all going to hear him snoring. We're just going to put the microphone up to you. You got to get your time back. You got to fight. Get your time back. You have to. Recovering. You got to go through recovery on getting your time back from the devil. You got to be able to get your rest. You do. Everybody. The devil have drive y'all crazy, have y'all up at night on YouTube and all this other stuff. The devil drop. When it gets Saturday, y'all, come on, y'all, let's go back to the old days. Amen, let's go back to the old days. On Saturday, man, they got things together. By the time evening time was up, everything was shutting down. They shut this down, shut that. When the sun was going down, you was going down. Ain't that the truth? We got to get ready to be in church tomorrow. Not no up, no 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. No, it's church time tomorrow. Where you going out on Saturday night? It's church tomorrow. This is the way people used to do things. And service, I mean, you seem like we had much better services back then. And we got to understand, it's not just me coming up here with a message that's gonna make the difference. That's not it. It's you, your faith. With the message. We got to work together. We can't do it like that. I mean, today, I'm going to be recovered. I'm going to be restored. You got to speak that. This is the way it's going to be from here on out. Satan, turn loose. Leave it. Let it go. That's the way you got to be. Get your heart right. Get your body right. Get everything ready to receive from God. That's what I mean. What he just said, and the prophet said, and not me, we are so stupid. Yes. It ain't none but the truth, because I know I do the same thing. I let my schedule just get way too packed, block some stuff out. I do this on my job. So if people can't meet with me at certain times, I block certain hours out on my calendar so you cannot meet with me. That's what you got to do. Block certain time on your calendar. I'm sorry, I'm busy. I'm busy. busy. That's that. I mean, well, and nothing you can't change nothing around. No, I'm busy. You ain't busy doing nothing but spending time with God.
Amen.
And that's what you need to be doing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Come on now. Hallelujah. My God, my God. My God, my God. Oh, my. Listen, we need to have our eyes anointed with ourselves. And I want to maybe just come over here to Luke 24. Amen. The spiritual blindness is the one that's the most concerning. It's not the physical blindness. Brother Branham goes on to explain the scripture out of Revelation 3:18, where Jesus told him, anoint their, come by me, you know, and I'll anoint your eyes with eye salve. What the eye salve was for, it says it's like in old days, his mama would, his granddaddy would go out hunting and get this coon grease. Now, I ain't never had to do none of this, but maybe some of the older saints in here might have had to go through this. Say the granddaddy would have some coon grease, and he'd just leave it sitting over there on the side, and say when the cold would come in, because of the way the house was designed, they slept up in the attic, and that wood and everything allowed that air, that cold air, just to come right on up. And while they sleeping, before they know it, they got what they call matter in the eye. And when they got matter in the eye, they can't open their eyes. They be trying, but, oh, I can't open. So they just yell downstairs, Mama, I got matter in my eye. Matter. And Mama knew what matter meant. So Mama just go over and just take a handful of that coon grease, just rake her hand in there and come on up there and put that on them boys' eyes. And their eyes just pop open. See? Amen. Their eyes just come up. Look, they used to be able to see. But now their eyes are they're blinded because of matter. Oh, my. Maybe somebody might be in the same condition today. It's a matter of things that have happened that caused you not to be able to see. But if we can anoint your eyes with eye salve, you'll be able to see again. Recovering of sight to the blind. It was the spiritual that was the most important of this. And I want you to see that it was the spiritual part. When those disciples, they were walking with the Lord. Amen. Let's just pick them up in scripture. Luke 24. Amen. Let's just pick them up. I read this a few weeks ago, and I just want to kind of bring it forward. Amen. They were looking for the wrong type of thing. Amen. They thought Jesus was going to come and just tear the Romans apart. And man, there's never been a man like this. Boy, we got ourselves a general. And they didn't even have to fight the battle. Let Jesus just go out there and speak. Let Jesus just do this. Let Jesus do that. This thing going to be wiped out. We're going to get free from these Romans. They say God going to raise a prophet like unto Moses. This is that prophet. Watch what he does. It was coming out of Egypt in Moses' day. This time they want to come out from Roman oppression. Amen. Hallelujah. But they was missing it. Amen. They were missing it. That was the whole thing. God, if it's not by the grace of God, we'll miss it today. We'll miss it. And this message, even though it's coming across so slow, this is probably one of the most important messages that you're gonna hear. When it comes to recovering of sight to the blind, I'm telling you the way that church used to see things. What we stand on is what people used to stand on years ago. I'm telling you, when I was coming up. If you want to live an ungodly life and still be holy, go to the Baptist church.
That's right. That's the
truth,
brother.
That's the way it was. You could drink, you could smoke, you can do all that at the Baptist church. Come on now, I guess ain't none of y'all never been through all that. Hey, just go to the Baptist church. You can do that. But when it comes down to holiness, don't you go in there with no sin in your life. They didn't play with that. They will pray you through. Some of y'all ain't never been prayed through before. The mothers of the church would take you down to the altar, pray you through till they saw you get delivered. If that meant staying there all night, then you had to stay there all night. But I tell you what, you weren't going to go out and get involved in that sin no more because you didn't want them mothers to get a hold of you. They stopped praying like that. They stopped that. Now we got all kind of stuff coming on inside the church now. Amen. You were dressed inappropriately. The mothers were coming. Hey, no. Well, we ain't got the sheets around here no more, boy. They would come with a sheet. There you go. See that sheet back there? That's that. They'll take a sheet, throw it over you, And if you ain't got no sheep, you'll see a brother just walk by. That meant cover that up, because nobody don't want to see it. Come on now, I'm talking about the old times. I'm talking about recovering sight to the blind. Because now what we got is a blind eye. Any of y'all done had a blind eye before? Just what we call turn a blind eye. That means you really see what's going on, but you ain't going to say nothing about it. Or can I just preach this morning? That's why we in some of the conditions we in, because we done turned a blind eye. When we should have told our kids no, we said yes. We turned a blind eye. Now we see what the devil's doing. God want to recover sight to the blind. Even now, no matter what they're doing, the word is still right. Don't you sympathize with nobody. This word is still right. Some say God's word is right. I know it's right. Don't you break away from this word. No matter who they are. Don't sympathize with nobody. If God said no, then it's no. You got to watch. I mean, I hear people talk about, well, that's just legalism. That's just legalism. That just bothers my spirit. Because God said no, it's legalism. So now let me ask you a question. When God gave the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, is that legalism? Or is that the way God sees it? So when he also say, a woman should not wear garments pertaining to a man, and a man should not wear garments pertaining to a woman, thou shalt not. Whether it's Old Testament, New Testament, it's still the Testament. And what we need is our sight recovered. Amen. I'm telling you, we used to be able to see these things. It was just so plain and clear. And you went to church and you have no problems at all with none of it. But that's the word of God. If God said it, now we done explain this thing away. Well, you know, that's Old Testament teachings. Okay, so which part we going to use and which part we not? Is it all the word of God or just part of the word of God? Which one is it? Well, we're not trying to buy no. I'm not trying to buy nobody up here. I'm just trying to stay with what God say. Amen. Ain't nothing but the truth. Hey, oh, glory to God. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. We talk about recovery of sight to the blind. Yeah, people going to church every Sunday and still blind. Amen. Well, you want your sight recovered? Lord, come anoint me with some eye salve so I can see the word. I want to see the word. Let me get back over here. I'm at Luke 24. I was just looking at that, and I didn't even catch that before, but Brother Branham said, we so stupid. Well, Jesus said, fools and slow of heart. And your mama told you, don't ever call nobody no fool. Don't ever do that. Don't ever call nobody no fool. But Jesus called us fools and slow of heart. Amen. Let's pick them up. Luke 24, verse 13. Talk about recovery of sight to the blind. Amen. Mm-mm-mm. We got to be able to see things according to the scripture. That's the key. When anything that we're standing on in this church, but I'm going to tell y'all something that I did that I asked the Lord for before I became pastor. I said, Lord, anything that we're standing for in this church, when it comes to how people should dress, how they should conduct themselves, Lord, show it to me in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Because some people don't know the prophet. Right. So I can't tell them, the prophet said. Some of y'all know Brother Branham, so as soon as I say the prophet said, you just go right and you fall right in line. But people that ain't never heard of Brother Branham before, I got to be able to show them where it came from in the scripture. So I just began to wait on the Lord, and God showed me everything. If you have any question about, well, why do sisters do this? Why do brothers do that? And don't do this and don't do that. Why that? I'll show it to you in God's word why we don't do it. I might not preach it every Sunday, but I can show you. We're not no crazy people. This is not some cult. This is people trying to follow the word of God. And I'm talking about stuff that we used to stand for years ago. It was, oh, come on now. You go down the street years ago, you could tell who was part of the holiness church. Not because they were just wearing white. But that's holiness there, boy. That's holiness. Ain't nothing you can do with that. That is holiness. And you get too close to it, she might reveal something to you. So you better leave her alone. Better not follow her to church. Because if you want to keep doing what you're doing out here, you better not go to church with her.
All right. Amen.
That was holiness back then.
Yeah.
I want to see that return. Yeah. I want to see that return. Yeah. I want to see that return. You couldn't play games in church. I mean, you know, if there was sin in your life, you quickly got rid of it. You didn't just go on for years with sin. No, you don't do that. No, get rid of that real quick. See, that's the way we did things back in the old days, church. And I mean, and now, come on, just have some grace. You know, that everybody's walk is not the same. Well, we should be. Now, how are you going to say you got the Holy Ghost, and I'm going to say I got the Holy Ghost, and you living like this, and I'm living something wrong somewhere.
Amen.
Something wrong. Amen. We need to recover sight to the blind somewhere. Amen. Somebody not looking at this thing the right way.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. My God, my God. Well, I didn't know it was going to go like that, but praise God anyway.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God. When we talk about getting back, we need to see somebody's sight restored. When you can get your vision restored, then you can come on back home. See, I mean, like the prodigal son, he wasn't looking at things the right way. See, I'm tired of this. I want my money right now. Daddy ain't going to never die. He's so holy, he ain't going to never die. I just want my money right now. I'm going to enjoy myself. The boy went on out there and splurged and splundered and all his money was gone. All his friends that he thought he had, they had left him. Now that boy's sitting out there just alone, sitting inside a pig pen. And I'm going to tell you something. He wasn't supposed to be there because Jewish people were not supposed to touch pigs. He should have never been in that condition. But that's how low Satan will take you. He'll take you into places that you never thought you would go. The devil will take you lower than you ever thought you would go. You can't play with the devil. You can't give the devil an inch because he'll take a foot. He'll take it from you. Satan took that boy so low, but what happened is that he began to see things differently. His eyes came open. You know what? I ain't got to live like this. Even in my father's house, the servants live better than what I'm living. And he began to see, God began to open up his understanding. Recovering of sight was coming to the blind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if I could just get back to my daddy's house, be like one of the servants. I know I ain't good enough to be a son, but if I can be a servant, I'd be all right.
Amen.
That boy made it back home, and he didn't realize daddy was waiting on him. Daddy been praying for him. Daddy been waiting. But daddy needed to see that he was changed.
Yeah.
And once daddy saw that he was changed, he could tell, Daddy, before you say anything, Daddy, let me just say, I know I ain't no good. I done messed up the family name. Daddy, if I could just be a servant, that's the way I was thinking. If I'd just be a servant in your house, I'd be much better off than being out here. Daddy could just tell by the way that boy was talking. Come on now. See, you can tell by the way folk talk whether they've been changed or not. Daddy could tell. Yeah, I can tell this boy done changed. Son, listen, I don't care what you go through. You can be mashed up, banged up, messed up, but you're still my boy.
Amen.
And you'll never be a servant in this house as long as you're my son.
Hallelujah.
I'm celebrating because you've come back home, son. Oh, my. Praise God. Oh, open up somebody's eyes, they can see. Let me get back over here. Luke 24. Watch this. Verse 13 says, "Behold, two of them went the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem, about 80 furlongs, and they talked together of all the things which had happened. It came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him." See, there's like they couldn't recognize him, like a form of blindness that they have. They couldn't recognize him. And he said unto them, "What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another, as ye walk and are sad?" And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered and said unto him, "Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days?" And he said unto them, "What things?" And they said unto him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed in word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted," see, this is where they were seeing things the wrong way, "we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel." They thought that maybe this Jesus was going to take care of the Romans for them. See, and because it didn't happen the way that they thought it was going to happen, they was headed back to their old church. Can I just leave it like that? That's what they was going back. They had come out of their old church. See, that's this. When I read that quote earlier about people leaving the prayer line, they can read the Bible, standing there in the prayer line, reading the Bible, but then 2 days later, come right back and can't see. Mm-hmm. That's what happens. People can come to church, God begin to reveal truth, take away their spiritual blindness, and because they sit in the wrong company,
yes, Lord.
Huh? They sit and talk to the wrong people, that blindness will come right back on them again.
Yeah.
See, this is what happened to these brothers. They got into the wrong type of company, and now they headed back to where they come from. God pulled you out of that. So why are you going back to it? Amen. Man, when God pulled me out, I go back to visit, and that's about it. I'm here to visit. If there's a funeral, I'll be there. And when they see me coming in, "Oh, it's good to have you back. Just for this service." And you ain't even got to worry about me. I see too much light now. I know where God has brought me from, so it's no sense to me going back. Now, I'm not trying to be arrogant. If you want to know where I'm at, come and go with me to my Father's house. Come go with me. That's all I'm inviting you. But, I mean, I'm not coming back. I got too much to go back into that now. My eyes have come open to some things that I never saw before. But it's the recovering of sight. Look at this. Amen. It says, "But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done." So they got a little discouraged. They said Jesus was supposed to rise in 3 days. And that's what he told us. And here's the third day. We ain't seen nothing yet. So we going back. That's where they were. That's exactly right. They were giving up. They were quitting. They were going back. But here, and they didn't even realize on that third day he had already risen, standing right there in their conversation talking to them, and they didn't even realize it. Oh, God, help us to make sure we catch Jesus. Amen. We don't want to miss him. I mean, like Brother Bates was saying, Jesus had come to that house or in that town before, and he had done worked in there before. So this time when he come and he was inside somebody's house, all the neighbors, "Jesus is in the house." They went running to tell everybody. And I'm going to tell you something. Maybe people, "I got a meeting plan tonight. You know, I got this plan tonight. And I got that plan tonight." Not tonight. Whatever I got planned going to get canceled because Jesus is in the house. Boy, I could preach that, I tell you. Jesus is in the house. You got to put yourself on the scene. Maybe mama's standing behind the pots and just trying to get everything all fixed up. But she hear Jesus was in the house right next door. Mama dropped the pots and took off running. Because I don't know when he's going to come this way again. So I'm going to make sure I sit down and hear what Jesus got to say. Scripture tell you how, I mean, the house was just surrounded with folk.
Yes.
Folk couldn't get in. Boy, ain't that something? They just got to hang on the outside. They got to open up the doors and just try to project. How are we going to get Jesus' voice projected? Oh, my God, my God. How are we going to get, there ain't no speakers, ain't no microphone. How are we going to get his voice projected out here so people can hear what Jesus got to say? They couldn't get into the house, them four men. Like the brother Bates told us, that brother say, he was on the cot. He say, I'm glad y'all brought me to the service, but I ain't just come to stand on the outside. Take me up to the roof.
Yes,
what? I ain't never had a request. Just take me up to the roof. Up there to the roof. And when we get up to the roof, tear the roof off. And he took his four friends and they just began to tear the roof off. And Jesus sitting there talking. And all Jesus is, and right there on the spot, his subject changed. He went from doing questions and answers to having a healing service. Woo! Yeah, we gotta interrupt some things in our life and in church. We gotta interrupt some stuff. We want Jesus in the house. Amen, amen. All right, let me keep reading this. I'm gonna close right here. I tell you. I am grateful. Recovering of sight to the blind. Look at these brothers here. Verse 21. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulcher. And when they found not his body, it came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it, even as the women had said, but him they saw not. Now here, they've heard. They know that this is what Jesus said was going to happen. But yet, even though they heard all this, they still headed back to their old church. They headed back into their old lifestyle. Even though Jesus gave all his promises, somebody's come and gave witness. And now don't take that scripture wrong. That scripture right there did not give women the right to preach. That right there did not give women the right to preach. See, don't take that wrong. People, have, again, twisted up the Bible because that was a thing that we had years ago, too. You never saw that. Never saw that at all. But all of a sudden, now today, we got it all over the place. And I'm going to just tell you, if you just, again, read the Bible. Read the Bible. Not don't take my word. Read the Bible. Bible say a bishop's supposed to be husband of one wife. A bishop is supposed to be husband of one wife. That's what the Bible says. So when you have a woman bishop, something is totally wrong with that picture. We need to have our sight recovered. And the way that we get our sight recovered, God anoint our eyes with eyesight that we can see the word. I'm not taking what brother so-and-so said about it or what sister so-and-so said about it. I'm going to take what God's word say about it. Get yourself a King James Version and just begin to read. Don't even, and you got to watch that too. We got all these different Bibles to fit the way that we believe now. Back in the day, you didn't have none of that. King James was all you had. Yeah, and if you can't understand it, pray to God give you understanding. I can't understand the King James. I'm going to go get myself one of these NIVs or whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's a way to just arrange the words, and sometimes it takes the whole meaning out. It takes the whole meaning out. Sometimes, I think Brother Caleb one time, he was up here reading a scripture, and he started reading, everybody started, wait, hey, that ain't a KJV. You can tell real quick. Hey, that ain't it. And see, when I see people reading the NIV, I have to still go back to my KJV to see how it says it in the KJV. Because people try to make these things fit the way that they want it to fit. That ain't what God said. My God. Amen. I can go to history on that too, but I got to stay the course today. My God, my God. Hope somebody's sight being recovered. But I'm telling you, if we go back to the old landmarks, we won't have these problems. Got to get back to the old landmarks. This is what the Bible say. Yeah. I'm not talking about what the pastor say. What the Bible say.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what God going to judge us on. Let me finish this. Listen. Certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even as the women had said, but him they saw not. Verse 25, then he said unto them, O fools. See, Brother Branham said, we are all so stupid. But Jesus said, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And look at this. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were opened and they knew him and vanished out of their sight. Wait a minute. Their eyes were open? What were they looking at all that time? See, spiritual blindness is much worse than physical blindness. What were they looking at all that time? They were so downcast, so downtrodden in their spirits that they wasn't really seeing the word for what it really was. You can get the same way. You can get so downcast, so downtrodden in your spirit, so discouraged that you're not looking at God's word the same way that you used to look at it. And you need recovering of sight to the blind. Here they are, church. Just look at them. And now Bible says their eyes were open. Then, I mean, here they used to be able to see it. They used to be able to understand it. But now, man, what happened? Why can't I see it like that no more? Why does the word not excite me anymore? God, anoint my eyes. Bring recovery of sight. Because I am blind. I'm blind. And if I'm blind and I'm leading my children, the blind going to lead the blind. And we all going to fall into a ditch. We all going down. But God, if you can help me see, then I can avoid the ditch. And not only can I avoid the ditch, if I'm in the ditch, if I can just get my eyesight back, I might find myself, find a way to get out of the ditch. So anoint my eyes. And I believe he is here this morning to bring recovering of sight to the blind. God bless you. Amen. Amen. The rest of that scripture says, they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? That's what we need to see. What does the scripture say about it? Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for your word here today. God, you know how to speak. You know how to, Lord, just bring things back to our remembrance. And Lord, you said that the Spirit of the Lord was upon you, had anointed you to preach the gospel to the poor, bind up the brokenhearted. And Lord, we're going through this journey to, amen, to bring, preach deliverance to the captives and now the recovering of sight to the blind. We're going through this process. Lord, deliverance is coming. We're, as captives, we're being set free. But, Lord, as we come out of freedom, I mean, come out of bondage and back into freedom, Lord, we got to be able to see so that we can avoid falling into the same pitfalls again. Anoint our eyes that we might see. Things that we used to stand on, stand for. Now, God, look at us. Lord, help us, Lord. Bring us back, amen, to the truth of the word of God. Amen. Restore us to that, oh God. We're in a process of recovery. And I pray, Lord, you bless each and every heart. Those that are not even here, we send the word of God to them. House of hell, give way in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loose every son of God, every sinner, every backslider. Loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. For they shall be set free by the power of Almighty God. We thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise? My God, my God. I hope, amen, that you caught what the Lord was trying to say here today. Amen, 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 amen. We need our eyes open. Amen. Let's just sing a few choruses of this song. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, because I want to see you. Amen. Anybody desire that? Stand and help me sing. Come on. Say, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Eyes of my heart, oh, I want to see you. I want to see you. Oh, I want to see you. Oh, open the eyes of my heart. Say, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Oh, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Oh, hallelujah. I want to see you high. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light, shining in the light. Hey, hey. As we sing, see you high and live, shining in the light. Glory to God. Oh, pour out. As we sing, open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes. Open the eyes. I want to see you. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, sing it again. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Oh, I want to see you, Jesus. Oh, hey, to see you high, to see you shining in the light. Pour out as we sing, holy, come on, to see you shining in the light. Pour out as we sing. Oh, one more time. To see you high and lifted, shining in the light all around as we sing. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy, I want to see you. Oh, say holy, holy, holy. Hey, holy, 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 I want to see you. Oh, one more time. Holy, holy, holy. Holy. Oh, holy. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Come on, is that your desire? God, I want to see you. Praise God. My God, my God. Amen. Church, I believe this is the hour that God's going to recover sight to the blind. Amen. Both blind naturally and spiritually. You know, there's again, we bring this, that quote just was so powerful that Brother Caleb read at the beginning of the year, and it's going to carry us for a long time. Because of misunderstandings, people go into bondage or blindness. Amen. They can end up there because of misunderstandings. But as God begins to unfold and uncover and make clear, people's sight begins to be restored. They begin to get refocused. As they begin to get refocused, they begin to desire to want to come home. Amen. I hope you understand what I'm saying. So you might see a lot of people start showing up. Oh, I ain't never seen. Where was this? They're just coming in focus. God is recovering the sight of the blind. That's all that's going on. Amen. So when you see them, just rejoice with them. Amen. Act like nothing ain't never even happened. Man, we've been waiting on you. Don't be like the prodigal son, brother. Oh, daddy, I ain't never went nowhere. And you ain't celebrating them. Why you never celebrate me? Son, I don't have to. You got everything. You own everything I got now, son. Just be satisfied with that. God getting ready to do some great things. God is getting ready to do some great things. Amen. I'm not moved to just say things just to be saying stuff. But I remember when we were in our home and just ministering there in our first year, and we went through a good while. And I remember one Sunday morning, I stood up in the house and I told my family, I say, don't be surprised. God began to start sending people to join and have fellowship with us. And I spoke it out of my mouth, and about 2 weeks later, here these people begin to come. And it's built to what we got right now. And church, I tell you what, it's not it. It's more. It's more. And let me just be honest with you. Let me be honest with you. I believe it. We got family members that we've been praying for, waiting on. I believe their time has come. Amen. I believe that their time has come. This is their year. And I'll just speak this by faith. Lord Jesus. See, I'm privy to information based on, you know, some things. Let me just say a word of prayer, and I'm going to just say something. I got to cut the tape, though, when I say it, though. So let me just say a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for all that you do, all that you are doing. Lord, you're a blessing to us, and we're so grateful. God, you are a mighty God. We know that you're at work, Lord. The way that you're speaking to us, we know it's you that's at work. Your spirit is amongst us. God, we're so grateful. Help us, Lord, to be mindful of these things and not take things for granted, but Lord, to be ready, to be alert, to be prepared, to be focused, that we might receive all that you have in store. Your prophet said that we can sit right here, it'll go right through us, and we won't even know it. We don't want to be that way. We want to catch all that you're doing. Open the eyes of our heart, God, that we might see you. Bless your people as they prepare to leave this place, but not your presence. May they, Lord, stay under this atmosphere. Pray that you would keep us till we're able to come back again on Wednesday night, Friday night for the youth service. That you would bless, Lord, all that we put our hands to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.